Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 18. We will start in verse 1 and end in verse 17. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, then Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he became acquainted with a Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently arrived from Italy with his wife, Priscilla. They had left Italy when Claudius Caesar deported all Jews from Rome. Paul lived and worked with them, for they were tent makers just as he was. Each Sabbath found Paul at the synagogue, trying to convince the Jews and Greeks alike. And after Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul spent all his time preaching the word. He testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. But when they opposed and insulted him, Paul shook the dust from his clothes and said, "Your blood is upon your own heads, I am innocent. From now on I will go preach to the Gentiles." Then he left and went to the home of Titius Justus, a Gentile who worshipped God and lived next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, and everyone in his household believed in the Lord. Many others in Corinth also heard Paul, became believers, and were baptized. One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and told him, "Don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack and harm you, for many people in this city belong to me." So Paul stayed there for the next year and a half, teaching the word of God. But when Gallio became governor of Achaia, some Jews rose up together against Paul and brought him before the governor for judgment. They accused Paul of persuading people to worship God in ways that are contrary to our law. But just as Paul started to make his defense, Gallio turned to Paul's accusers and said, "Listen, you Jews, if this were a case involving some wrongdoing or a serious crime, I would have a reason to accept your case. But since it is merely a question of words and names and your Jewish law, take care of it yourselves. I refuse to judge such matters." And he threw them out of the courtroom. The crowd then grabbed Sosthenes, the leader of the synagogue, and beat him right there in the courtroom. But Gallio paid no attention. Once again, that was the Acts chapter 18 verses 1 through 17 in New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Working hard for the Lord does not mean things will always be tough. In Corinth, Paul found two new lifelong friends, Priscilla and Aquila. They loved Jesus and were also tent makers. Then Silas and Timothy arrived, probably with a financial gift from the churches, allowing Paul to preach full-time. The Lord sent Paul a word of encouragement, and Paul stayed in the city for 18 months. During this time, he probably wrote 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Many Jews and Gentiles were coming to Christ, even the head of the synagogue. Then a legal victory was won. Sosthenes, the new synagogue leader, was beaten, yet he later became a Christian, too, referenced in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1. Paul had gone through a lot, but in Corinth there were times of real blessing. Keep walking with Jesus. There are hard times, but he will always be by your side. The road will not always be rough. There are times when the road is smooth, and each step seems to come easily. Thank God for these times and make the most of them. No matter how hard, stay on the road with Jesus. He is life. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you thank God for the good times? How can you make the most of the smooth roads? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.